Anglican-Catholic dialogue continues to be a priority for both churches in the wake of the publication on Monday of an apostolic constitution entitled Anglicanorum Certibus. The new apostolic constitution published by the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith sets out details of a special canonical structure for groups of Anglicans who wish to come into full communion with Rome. An accompanying press statement describes the setting up of a special personal ordinariate as a generous response to the legitimate aspirations of groups of Anglican faithful and clergy in different parts of the world. It allows such groups to maintain their spiritual, liturgical, and pastoral traditions, as well as allowing married Anglican clergy to seek ordination as Catholic priests. While the establishment of such structures in the different countries will be done in consultation with the local bishops' conference, ecumenical specialists from both the Vatican and the Church of England stress that dialogue between the two churches remains as an urgent priority, as Philippa Hitchin reports.
Following the publication by the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith of the new Apostolic Constitution, Anglican Bishop Christopher Hill, chairman of the Church of England's Council for Christian Unity, said the Vatican's response to requests from individuals and groups across the world does not deflect from the continuing mission of the Anglican Communion, nor from its long-standing commitment to full Christian unity. A view echoing that of the Vatican's own Council for Christian Unity, which insists it's business as usual in the dialogue that has been going on for the past 40 years, and has resulted in significant progress under the auspices of ARCIC, the Anglican Roman Catholic International Commission. Monsignor Mark Langham is the Anglican expert at that pontifical council.
The Catholic Church has always said that we have as our aim the full and visible unity of Christ's Church, and we must always remember that is our goal, and that never ceases to be our goal. It may be that there are difficulties and that the goal has moved a bit further away, but we are committed to dialogue in search of unity, and also we are committed to pray for and support the Anglican Communion, because a strong Anglican Communion is a vital witness to the gospel in the world, and that's what we want to see alongside the Roman Catholic Church.
During the last week of November, the Council for Christian Unity will be hosting a meeting preparing the way for the next round of ARCIC talks between Anglicans and Catholics, and the Archbishop of Canterbury, Dr. Rowan Williams, is due to meet with Pope Benedict when he comes to attend an ecumenical conference at the Gregorian University next week. Monsignor Langham told us there's been a mixed response to the Vatican initiative from different parts of the Anglican Communion.
The Anglican Church has been very generous, and the archbishops and the statements of other bishops and organisations have been very generous, because obviously this is a sensitive occasion for them. There are groups within the Church of England who have issued statements welcoming the Apostolic Constitution, particularly groups on the Catholic wing of the Anglican Church. Others find it more difficult, but overall it's been a very generous reaction from members of the Anglican Communion.
Monsignor Mark Langham is an official of the Pontifical Council for the Promotion of Christian Unity. I'm Philippa Hitchin.
Thanks there to Philippa Hitchin for that report.